Here we go. Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. Good morning. It is Chris, Joseph.
I'm here.
And Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist. We like this game, but we're so bad at it. So bad.
Oh, that's a great way to introduce it. Happy Monday.
I would love to know how many people out there are actually matching our answers. You can put your answers in the 94.5 PST app chat if you'd like. And, you know, it's just a way to get your brain moving on a Monday morning. That's
it
all.
Works for us,
yeah,
you know?
It does. Yeah. It does. So Joe's the game show host. He's moderating this whole thing. We ready?
Ready.
All right. I'll step out first.
And I will do my best to channel you and try to pick some good answers here.
I'm really not a complicated person.
And, you know, the thing is, the more we play, the more I learn about you.
Yep,
and, you
that's
know,
true.
Try to come up with some good stuff.
That's true. All right. I'll be back.
Okay.
All right. Chris is gone now. Here we go. Dan, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do
it. Sit in the hot seat. Dan, here we go. For Halloween this year, Gritty's costume is so weird.
How weird is it?
It involves feathers, glitter, and a blank.
Oh, who doesn't love Gritty? All right. Well, when I picture Gritty, like, prominent feature is the eyes, right?
Okay, yeah.
So how about if I go with, like, a pair of silly glasses?
Silly glasses.
Silly glasses.
Feather, glitter, and silly glasses.
Yeah.
All right. Second one, Dan. Here we go. It's about you today.
Oh, Lord.
When the weather gets rough, 94.5 PST's chief meteorologist Dan Zero doesn't panic. He just asks himself, what would blank do?
Oh. Should I give my real answer? Because I actually do this.
Okay. The real answer is...
I mean, when I'm in a jam, when I'm forecasting a tough storm, I look to one of my mentors.
Okay.
The guy who did this job for 22 years before I took over. You know, the guy who knows more about New Jersey weather than anyone else, meteorologist Alan Casper. So
okay.
I think I have to go with what would Alan do? What would Alan Casper do?
It's interesting. I thought for some reason you'd channel a Disney character in that. And do like in my head, you were going to say, like, what would Geppetto do or something? I don't know my Disney characters.
It's weird to give a serious answer to a question here in Match Game, but literally, I'm like, you know, I got to work with him for so long before I took the reins and took over, but that's
okay.
Truly what I do.
Right. I don't know that Chris is horrible at names, so there's zero chance he's matching you.
I don't care. That's my answer.
It's your honest answer.
I stick to it. Yep.
Your final one is our super match, Dan. It is spicy blank.
Spicy blank. Got two in my head. Both are foods, but that makes sense, right? How about it's a spicy meatball.
Spicy meatball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're all in. Chris. Here she is.
Hello,
Chris. Okay.
How do we do? Mondays. Dan looks puzzled.
Mm.
I like Mondays because you leave the room for extra time.
Oh, thanks.
Nice. Jeez.
I do.
You know it's cranky coworker day today? This one over here.
Oh, okay. Wow.
This is so, like Joe's holiday.
Gosh, that's where we're at. Okay.
Dan's thinking to himself about other people in the building that I don't even rank in the top five
Dan,
of being cranky.
Dan is thinking whether we could actually match one of these three.
Oh,
and
no.
Dan is not so sure. But
all right, let me have
let's
them.
Let's see.
Okay. All right, Chris. For Halloween this year, Gritty's costume is so weird that it involves feathers, glitter, and a blank.
Gritty, the Flyers mascot, right? Isn't he made of feathers anyway? Isn't he a bird?
Sure.
No, he's not a bird. He's like a furry guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna channel hockey. So I'm gonna say a missing tooth.
A missing tooth is a good guess.
No, like a hockey player has missing teeth. You know,
but wrong.
Oh.
Dan said silly glasses.
Oh, he does
all
have those
picture
eyes.
Was the eyes,
he does
right?
Have googly
his big eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Okay.
All right. Second one today is about Dan, Chris. Here we go.
Dan?
Yeah, when the weather gets rough, 94.5 PST's chief meteorologist, Dan Zero doesn't panic.
Oh, boy.
He just asks himself, what would blank do?
What would... I've got a few answers for this. I'm thinking maybe as... Well, I don't know if I want to say that.
I think I know what you were just going to say.
Well, let me give you my real answer first. He asked, what would the weather gods do?
What would the weather gods do? What were you wrong?
I was going to say his wife, Amy.
Don't do that yet. She doesn't work very well under pressure, so that would not be the right
what
way.
What would his wife do? Just because I don't know if she wears the pants in that family. I don't know. I don't know. Does
well,
she?
No comment on that.
Yeah, Dan, there is no proper way to answer that allegation.
What did you say?
I said Alan Casper, who did my job for 22 years before I took over.
Oh, I don't. I would have never known that.
I know.
I don't even know who that is.
But I literally do think about that sometimes
so
when there's a big storm.
Serious answer. Yeah.
I gave a serious answer
in
match
game. You're giving serious answers.
I didn't channel you. I gave my answer, and
there was a no shot in hell that I was getting that answer.
And I said I thought Dan would pick some Disney character.
Yeah, we would have had a better shot
there. He's going to Disney next week, so he's in Disney mode.
Just about. Maybe I'll have to keep that in mind for round two.
All right, okay. Chris, the super match for round one. Spicy blank.
Spicy food? Food?
Oh.
No?
Could you be more specific? I'll give you an opportunity.
Did you name a food?
I'll give you an opportunity.
Yes.
Spicy mustard?
I tried, Dan. I tried to
you
get her.
You did try. I appreciate that.
What did you say?
He said spicy meatball.
Spicy meatball.
There's a thing as a spicy meatball?
Yes.
I was also thinking meatball. I was thinking spicy chicken nugget too. One of my kids' favorites.
Oh gosh. Okay, so
that was rough.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Okay.
We'll do round two. Hey, here we go. Monday morning match game on 94.5 PST. We're up to round two. Round one was a big crash and burn.
But we've had a lot of those lately.
But we're having fun.
That's right.
All right, so Dan Zarrow, our PST chief meteorologist, and I, we kind of go head to head here. You're out of here. I'm going to answer first. You have to come back and match my answers.
Sounds good,
I
guess.
You can always match our answers by throwing yours in the 94.5 PST app chat. All right, Joe is here. He's the game show host, the moderator. So, okay.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, question number one, seasonal. Katy Perry is sharing her idea of adult trick-or-treating. Hmm. It involves going to her neighbor's door and asking for blank.
Oh, she goes to her neighbor's doors, which are probably rich and famous people too, and maybe in the music industry. So she asks for microphones. Is that weird?
Microphones. Okay.
Or she doesn't play guitar. I was going to say guitar picks, but I'll go microphones.
Okay. Question number two, Chris.
Okay.
Bachelor Bob is so desperate.
How desperate is he?
Well, he brought a blank to his speed date.
All right. So speed dating. You're trying to get a date. You're meeting a lot of people. You may want to bribe someone by bringing a check.
A check?
No.
Okay.
Look at your face.
I guess.
What would you have said?
I would have said
something
dirty. I meant
a bribe.
Yeah.
Oh, you were going to say something dirty?
Yeah, like a picture of his little Bob.
Oh, you're just so used to that in your world.
Anyway.
Oh, my.
Well, desperation calls for desperate matters.
Oh, anyway. God.
All right, Chris, the super match. You ready?
Dan would never say that, by the way. So I'm channeling Dan.
Dan also wouldn't bribe anyone. But anyway, question, the super match.
Mm-hmm.
False blank.
False. Ooh, I immediately came up with two answers. False teeth?
Teeth. That's not that bad.
I was also going to say false identity, but I'm going with my first answer, false teeth.
All right. Dan.
I'm in here.
There's Dan.
There he is.
Hello.
Hello, Dan. Okay, you ready?
Ready as I'm going to be.
I would argue today is definitely trending towards his 0-6.
Oh, no.
Oh, great. Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, Joe was making faces when I was giving my answers, so clearly he doesn't agree.
Oh, what a great impartial host Joe is.
All right, Dan. Here we go.
Katy
Perry is sharing her idea of adult trick-or-treating.
Mm.
It involves going to her neighbor's door and asking for blank.
Well, I can just imagine how she's dressed up for trick-or-treating, having seen some of her music videos and such. She is not on American Idol anymore, correct?
She has left that, yeah.
So how about if she goes to her neighbor's door and asks for a job?
Asks for a job.
Oh, that's not bad.
And she's also not an astronaut anymore.
That's not bad.
That's right.
That's actually really good. I didn't
Chris
think of that.
Said microphones.
I said microphones. Just thinking what she would want as a singer.
Was that getting at something specific? I don't know.
No.
Okay.
I like Dan's better.
No, I actually like Dan's better,
okay.
too.
All right.
For first thing that popped into my head. That was pretty good. Okay.
Number two, Dan. Bachelor Bob is so desperate.
Oh, how desperate is he?
Well, he brought a blank to his speed date.
Well, I've done speed dating. It was fun.
Have
that was
you really?
Way back in the day. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
That was fun. Didn't match with anybody, just for the record. So then it wasn't so much fun.
We're not laughing at your
No one in the whole room. That's a conversation for another time.
Yeah, there you go. he was so desperate. How about if he brought a big diamond ring?
Oh, that's a good answer.
That's a better answer than Chris's, which was...
I said a check.
A check is
he's bribing someone to date him.
Okay.
Dan's two answers this round are on point.
Yes, you are on point.
All right, Dan.
That was really good.
Super match. There's a chance you might get a match on this one. Let's see.
Okay.
False blank.
False. I don't want to say false face. I don't want to say false flag. I don't think that's a match. How about false teeth?
Oh, yes.
We eked it out.
We got it out with a match. Okay.
I thought like,
and a bunch of the false teeth in the PST app chat, too.
Very good.
Yes, right. Val and Katie. And yep, you all got it.
I eked out that false teeth.
Not a shutout. Woo. There you go. We can start the week with a success.
Hope you had a great weekend. One of my favorite days of the year just happened yesterday. It's the New Hope High Heel Drag Race. It was a beautiful day for
it. Was a great weather day. Great weather day for all anything outdoors, yeah.
Joe locked in and competed again this year. What year is this for you?
This is year three.
Wow.
My third year. They keep inviting me back. They keep allowing me to come back. This year I didn't focus so much on... I guess I did okay on performance, but I didn't focus on performance. I focused on look. I called our friend Diva. She offered on Friday's show. She offered to do my makeup. I texted her Saturday and I said, Diva, you got some time? And of course, I mean, it's a busy day in New Hope. Those queens are working hard. I spent about an hour seated in her makeup chair.
Your makeup is on point.
It was a look.
It's like theater makeup.
It was a good look.
You could have gone right to Broadway.
She knew how to make me stunning.
You can go see the pictures on the 94.5 PST Instagram.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right? She made me look pretty. So we focused on my look this year. That was what we focused on.
You had like a rainbow, it was almost like a flapper dress.
That's what I bought a flapper dress.
Yeah, it was cute. Mm-hmm. It was really cute, except your chest hair is like all peeking out from it.
But that's part of my bad drag appeal. You didn't know where the flaps ended. You didn't know where the flaps ended and where my drag began.
I just wanted to take a razor to your chest.
No, because then it grows in worse. Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like for the 4 hours a year I'm in drag, I didn't need to. And then the race itself started.
So did you go with chunky heels? I did, right?
Chunky heels again this year.
Easier.
Next year, I'm doing a boot.
Oh, okay.
If they will have me back next year, I'm doing
it's
a
fall.
Boot.
You can get around the boots.
Because the winner is the same winner actually both years in a row is one in a boot.
All right, so tell everybody
if you've been to a New Hope, you know Mechanic Street's a big hill. You start at the bottom of the hill. Your weight, you're measured in. Heels must be taller than 3 inches.
This is all very official.
You run up the hill. At the top of the hill, you're carrying your pumpkin. You decorate the pumpkin with a jack-o'-lantern, like a face.
Right, yeah.
And then you run back down the hill.
Oof.
Down the hill.
Down is what I'd be terrified of.
Believe it or not, I got momentum going downhill all of a sudden this year. For some reason, I hit a stride. Then I started to feel myself getting a little top heavy.
Oh, God.
And I started to go, whoa. So I thought to myself, nobody's fallen yet. I'm mid-pack.
You can't do it.
I'm probably running at this point. Let's say I'm running fourth, fifth. I go, you got to slow this down, Joe. I hear in my head, you got to slow this down. You got to slow this down. So I went, and slowed it down. Now, I know it looks like I'm just running slower at that point, but truly I felt myself starting to.
I was going to roll down the hill.
And every year, I love the mayor of New Hope. His final words to me were, don't break an ankle. And I thought to myself.
I was waiting for the crutches this morning, but you're good.
We're good.
What did you place?
It looks like I placed 6 out of 12.
Hey, that's better than last year.
It's better than last year.
Last year, you were like almost in the.
Last year, I believe I was 10th out of 12. Spot. So this year, 6 out of 12.
Not bad.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
New week, same Chris. New week, though. We'll see how that goes in Can't Beat Chris because we're on a 20-day winning streak for one Chris Rollins. I keep telling you, I had a dream.
Now it seems big.
It's big. It's officially pushing. If it wins today, you're of drinking age.
That's 21. True. There we go. That's true.
All right. Good morning, PST. This is Mindy in Hamilton. What are you up to this morning, Mindy?
Going to work.
All right, Mindy, what do you do?
I'm a teacher.
All right, Mindy. We like teachers. Teachers take this game
away. No, I don't like teachers. They're really smart.
They're smart, but we'll see.
They know everything.
We'll see how Mindy does. All right, Chris, you leave.
All right, good luck.
All right, Mindy, we're going to start your quiz as soon as Chris gets out of here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mindy, the Jonas Brothers performed during Game 2 of the World Series this weekend. I will tell you, it was quite bizarre. It was in the middle of the game. There are three brothers in the band, but how many brothers are there in total?
Four. Lock it in.
Want to lock in four?
Yes.
All right, we've locked in four. Question number two. Katy Perry just hard launched her new relationship with Justin Trudeau. She has two famous exes. They're both actors. Name either of them.
Orlando Bloom?
Do you want to lock in Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, lock that in.
We're going to lock in Orlando Bloom. And the third and final question, it's Rocky Horror season. Name any of these stars in the original Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'll give you a hint if you need it.
Yes.
If you want a hint.
Yes.
One of them is a musician named after a famous food.
Named after a famous
food? Like, named after a food, yeah.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. We're going to lock in Tim Curry?
Yes.
All right, we've locked in Tim Curry. Can't Beat Chris this morning, powered by Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing. Al's, it's where the locals go with live music six nights a week. Happy hour specials Saturday and Sunday. Our friend Diva Divine going to be out there on Wednesday night as well for a happy hour night. All right, you ready, Chris?
Hello.
All right, Chris, are you ready?
Sure.
All right, Chris, your quiz starts right now. Question number one, Chris. The Jonas Brothers performed during Game 2 of the World Series this weekend. There are three Joe Bros in the band, but how many brothers are there actually?
Four. Frankie is the other one.
You both said four, and you're both correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
The lost Jonas Brother.
The lost Joe Bro.
Yeah.
Good job. All right.
Poor Frankie.
Tied 1-1. Question number two, Katy Perry just hard launched her new relationship with former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Thanks for ruining my scoop story.
Well, we've known this.
Yes, I know, but now they're official. Anyway.
She has two famous actor exes. Name either of them.
Orlando Bloom.
You both said Orlando Bloom. You're both correct.
Yeah.
We are tied 2-2 going into the final question. Could this be the day that Chris's streak ends? Let's see. It's Rocky Horror season, Chris. Name any of the stars of the original movie.
I only know this because I had a date bring me to this. Meatloaf. That
Meatloaf.
Old singer.
Yeah.
Right?
That is the hint I tried to give you there, Mindy. But Mindy also got it. Oh. Tim Curry is also one of the stars. So you both named stars in the movie.
Wait, what was the hint that you gave?
I said, which I was going to give you if you hadn't gotten it, Chris. I was going to say one of them is a musician named after a food.
Oh, Meatloaf.
I was thinking Curry.
You know what? Actually, so
lots
I helped get
spice.
You. Both,
sure.
I helped get you both there. There we go.
Good.
That was good, Mindy. I hadn't quite made that connection. All right, Mindy, you tied Chris today, so Chris's streak extends. Ooh. But you do not have to give us that phrase of shame, Mindy. Very good.
Yeah.
And for playing along, we get you tickets to go see Halsey Wednesday night when she brings the Badlands intimate tour to the Fillmore. A very, very limited number of tickets may remain for Wednesday and Thursday night show. But hang on, Mindy. You're going for free. All right.
Thank you so much.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Yeah, so we were just talking about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau in the Can't Be Chris game. They definitely took their relationship to the next level. They made it official. They were spotted in public in Paris over the weekend holding hands. He had his arm around her. It was her birthday, Joe. So she was carrying roses. Like, yeah, this is... He's cute, by the way.
They're a sweet couple, but his divorce... Both of them are relatively newly single, so that's
Yeah, he's kind of cute. So Megan Fox, MGK, definitely acted like a couple again. I don't think they've officially rekindled anything, but apparently he's staying at her house most nights now. She's very happy with how he's kind of stepping up as like a partner and a dad member. They just had a baby.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Saga Blade, is her name. And they're already talking about the Thanksgiving Day Parade, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. La Boo Boo is going to be a new, on a new float.
A float, not a balloon.
Yeah. No, not a balloon, no. It's going to be featured on the Friendsgiving in Pop City float. So if you're a La Boo Boo fan, look for that. There's the scoop. What do you do with candy corn? You don't eat it, do you? Ugh. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's Chris and Joe. So I had like a fall packed weekend. I sat by a fire pit, picked some apples, doing some decorating. So one of my friends stopped over and there was bags of candy corn because I put them in vases and I decorate with them basically. She starts eating the candy corn out of the bag. I'm like, oh, what are you doing? I really am convinced no one eats candy corn. Do you like candy corn, Joe?
I don't know that I've ever actually tried it.
And I feel like this debate comes up every year because it's like wax and there's no middle ground. It's not like, oh, I sort of like candy corn. I feel like you either love it or you just wouldn't even ever think of putting it in your mouth.
I discovered this weekend my boyfriend likes candy corn.
Really?
Yeah, I discovered he was a candy corn liker and my roommate was like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, I have zero opinion.
You either love it or you hate it.
Yeah.
And you've just never even tried it.
I don't think I've ever.
Have you not tried it for a reason? Like, because do you think it looks gross?
I know. I guess
I don't
I've
even think it looks edible. I really don't.
I guess I like to eat sprinkles raw, like Jimmy's sprinkles, whatever you call them. I wonder if I'd like candy corn because it's kind of similar.
They're not similar at all.
No.
Candy corn, I mean, I've tried it. It tastes like legit wax.
Yeah?
I don't think it has any taste, at least. You know, Jimmy's or sprinkles, whatever you're saying, at least they sort of have a taste, I think.
Okay.
But it almost, is it a chalky taste? Like, I'm trying to think
so
of.
So far, you're describing things I might like.
Chalk?
Yeah. I like things like that. I like milky, chalky.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on candy corn. I love it, but I love it to decorate with. Like, I can scatter it on a tray in the middle of a table or, you know, in a vase or on, you know what I mean? Like just around for decoration. I think it's adorable. I have like little wooden ones up on a shelf in my house.
She has decorations of this food that she doesn't like.
I love it, but I just don't like to eat it. So I want to take a little poll because I feel like I gotta ask, do you actually eat candy corn or what do you do with candy corn? On 94.5 PST, nobody eats it, right? I mean, Joe, you've never even tasted it.
I don't know why.
I don't think there's a reason. It doesn't even look edible to me.
I got news for you. I think your mind's about to be blown in the next couple of minutes here.
A friend of mine was over for the weekend, and I was decorating with it. I did so many fall things this weekend. It was so much fun. I forget how much I miss fall until it's here. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so much fun. So I was putting them in vases. I just put them in stuff and decorate with them. And she starts eating them out of the bag. I'm like, ugh. Almost made me gag. I'm like, nobody eats candy corn. But let's go to the phones because Joe's telling me that Cherie does. Let's go to Cherie in Princeton. Cherie, you actually like candy corn?
I do. I haven't eaten it in a while because I've got braces. But I have salted peanuts. 3 salted peanuts to 1 candy corn. They're pure sugars. That's the only problem with them, but they are so delicious. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
So they don't taste sweet to me. They taste like wax.
No, they taste like pure heavenly sugar.
So basically you're doing something sweet and salty then that way. You make it your own.
That's what my grandmother taught me. Sweet. When you have something sweet, you need something salty.
Put them in like a Chex Mix or something.
Yeah.
You make them like a little Halloween.
Yeah, you make a Halloween mix. Chex Mix. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Fredelia. She's in Philly. Do you like candy corn?
I do.
Do you eat it a lot this time of year?
I eat not a whole bag, but I eat probably a quarter of a bag. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like when I go to the store, all I see are tons of bags. And I'm thinking to myself, see, nobody buys this. But I guess you are, huh?
Yes.
Is there a variety you
Butterfinger?
Just
original ones.
Okay, but about the Butterfinger?
You can turn the candy corn into like a candy corn Butterfinger.
Wait, how do you do that?
You just incorporate the bag of candy corn with peanut butter, and you melt it.
Look at you being all creative with candy corn.
I'm here for that.
I really didn't think anybody even gave candy corn a second thought.
Yeah, good idea.
She's making recipes, homemade recipes. All right, let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy's in Langhorne. Are you into candy corn, Jimmy?
I'm totally into candy corn. I mean, I got a bag actually that's right by my desk right now. I got a small bag in my car. I actually got like three of them. And I make sure that I'm always accessible to candy corn. The trick is simply you just pace yourself. So you don't go 50 candy corns at a time. You just boom, 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 boom. And then maybe like 20 in a day. Delicious.
Oh, I don't see it. All right, let's go to Julia. Julia works in Trenton. What do you think?
Oh my God, I am dying. I had to call in because I literally was listening to you guys and I just got some candy corn. I got three bags of it and I put it in a vase and I put a candle inside there with it.
That's so cute. I should do that too.
Right? It's like colorful. It gives a theme. I can use it all the way until like probably Thanksgiving, so we're good.
And it's not like the candy corn's catching on fire because it's like wax, you know, in itself.
It's all the same sort of vibe in there. Yeah, it's all waxable.
True. All right, so from the app chat, from the 94.5 PSD app chat, Madeline Hamilton, love candy corn. I get so upset when they stop selling it for the season, she says.
Stock up. I don't think it'll ever go bad.
May in Pittsburgh says it has its own flavor. It's candy corn.
Oh, I don't get it.
Lauren in Middlesex, New Jersey says, do not like it. It's a texture thing.
Yeah, agreed.
Lindsay, New Egypt, love, 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 love candy corn. She makes double chocolate candy corn cookies.
Oh, so you put, instead of like chocolate chips, you make them with, God.
And Jessica Ewing also loves candy corn. Now, the thing about people that love candy corn, this is nothing against them. They're more apt to want to speak up and defend candy corn,
that's true.
I think.
That's true.
Whereas those that don't like it, like they're like, whatever. So I think our sample size, though large, a little skewed because they're more apt to be the ones who are more vocal. That's all.
I'm still decorating with it. Joe did really well in the New Hope High Heel Drag Race yesterday. Yesterday was the big day on Mechanic Street. It's Chris and Joe, by the way. It's 94.5 PST. This is what, your third year, Joe?
This was year three, shockingly, yeah.
And you moved up in the rankings.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I don't exactly remember each year, but yes.
You've got to go see the pictures. They're on the 94.5 PST Instagram. Your makeup is like Broadway worthy.
Miss Diva Divine, our friend, she did a fantastic job of makeup. I called her on Saturday. She was on with us on Friday, and I called her on Saturday, and I said, can you do me a favor tomorrow? Are you serious that you do my makeup? And she was like, I'm bringing all of my stuff.
Oh my
We're
gosh,
doing
the
it.
The suitcase.
And yeah, I mean, literally a suitcase of it. And it set her back. She had to do her own preps and stuff. So very appreciative to her.
Where did you get the dress? You look like a flapper girl.
So yeah, I'd been looking for the correct dress for a while. And I had a couple of options that I had ordered and stuff. And I laid them all out on Saturday. And I went out to buy my wig on Saturday. That was the last thing I had to buy. And when I was buying the wig, I found the dress I wanted, actually. The flap. I wanted to do like Taylor Swift meets whatever. And it was a rainbow style thing.
Oh, yeah. Life of a Showgirl.
It was giving that
a little bit. Yeah, it's definitely giving those vibes.
And I just got lucky. I found it in the store, in the masquerade shop in South Philly.
Well, you're little, so it's easy to
dress
you.
Yeah. But I don't have the lady's figure, though. You know, I have a hairy man's body.
All right, so the race is up and down Mechanic Street, which if you know Mechanic Street in New Hope, it's a hill.
It's a legit hill, I will say.
It is. And to do that running in high heels.
For somebody who doesn't. So Saturday... Friday when Giba was on with us again, she said, you know, you got to start doing stuff around the house with them. So I cooked dinner on Saturday night in my heels.
Okay.
In my heels. Cooked.
Get ready.
I baked that chicken in my full heels. I almost fell over the dishwasher, you know, like you load the dishwasher and stuff. Almost fell all over those things. But then, yeah, so you're handed a pumpkin. Your heels are measured. They must be 3 inches tall. And I carry a pumpkin.
There are rules.
You run uphill. You draw a jack-o'-lantern on your pumpkin and you run downhill.
All in drag and all in high heels.
All in high heels, yep. Mm-hmm.
How many people competed?
Looks like about 12 of us in total.
And where did you come in?
I came in sixth. It looks like a repeat champion as well, by the way, this year.
Really?
Yeah, two-time champion.
But you actually did better because if I remember correctly, you were in the back of the pile.
I think
last
I was towards
year.
The way more towards the back last year.
So
but
I'm proud of you.
I will tell you, I got some momentum going down the hill this year and I was running more than I usually do. And I was like, oh my God, I think I might actually make top five. And then I felt like I was going to fall. Oh, and no. I just put the brakes on that thing. Like, I mean, listen, the runners that were ahead of me had already finished.
I'm really surprised.
So I was like, it's time to slow this down.
I'm really surprised there are not more injuries in this race. Because who runs in high heels?
I just started to read the waiver as the race is about to start.
I would have broken my ankle for real.
And I love the mayor of New Hope. His final words every year to me are, don't break an ankle.
Oh,
don't
yikes. Break an ankle. I would have.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So I found out when the peppermint chip milkshake is going to be back at Chick-fil-A for the holiday season. I know you're looking forward to it. Now you've been waiting for it. It's right around November 10th, they're saying. So get ready for that. And this is so cool, Joe. So Chick-fil-A has installed their very first ever vending machine.
Where is it?
So right now it's only in Georgia. But, you know, obviously they're hoping to expand it everywhere. It better get here quick. This is so cool. So it's like a high-tech fridge with a touchscreen, and it dispenses things like wraps and, you know, like cold chicken sandwiches and things like that, if that's what you're into. So it even checks like expiration dates automatically. It gets restocked regularly. Though very true to brand, it's closed on Sundays. You can't get anything out of it on a Sunday.
Even though it doesn't require anyone to
that's
work.
That's so weird. Open 24/7 the rest of the week. So you kind of get your chicken fix without, you know, like going through the drive-thru line.
I saw a vending machine the other day, and I think it's at 30th Street in Philly, of a CPK, a California Pizza Kitchen vending machine. And I thought, and it implies...
Well, there used to be those restaurants around here.
Sure,
Menlo
restaurants.
Park Mall.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Restaurant.
But not a vending machine.
A vending machine? I was like, I was so fascinated. I didn't want crappy pizza at the moment because I mean a vending machine pizza. I was very tempted.
So it keeps
very
it, it
tempted.
Has to keep it hot?
I don't know what it does. I was fascinated and I just wanted to try it.
If anybody knows what it does, you can tell us in the PST app chat. So I think you'll like this, Joe. Just in time for Halloween, Absolute is restocking their Wicked-themed Absolute Vodka cocktail kits.
Oh.
They are complete with color-changing sequin bottle sleeves, pink and green glassware, edible glitter, even a mini recipe book for, you know, making these magical drinks at home. So it officially restocks at Absolute.com tomorrow.
Okay.
The 20th. You know it's going to sell out
in
like 2 seconds. So did you hear that Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas's ex, and Chris Martin from Coldplay had a secret date recently? They're both newly single.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really thought of them. They're both Brits, right?
Yeah, they both are. Yeah, they're both British, yeah.
They look good together, I guess. So Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau took their relationship to the next level. They're official now. Like, official. They were spotted in public holding hands for the first time. Usually it's just like paparazzi shots on a yacht
like from
or
afar.
Something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were in public in Paris holding hands on Saturday. It was her birthday. Mm-hmm. So they were out and he got her roses. He had his hand on her back, like very, very cozy. He's cute, by the way.
They both seem to move on from their exes quite quickly, though.
Yeah, very quick. And McDonald's Boo Buckets have officially returned. So if you love them, you can collect the 5 characters, the ghost, the pumpkin, the goblin. There's newcomers, a cat and a zombie. So there you go. Each bucket still comes with like a full Happy Meal with stickers and doubles as like a, you know, you take it out trick-or-treating with you afterwards.
That's what they're
known
for, yeah.
Yep, they're back. All right, there's the scoop from the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST. It's Chris and Joe. We're both big texters, right, Joe? Who isn't these days? I hate to say this, but sometimes, a lot of times now, I'd rather text than talk.
The other day I thought to myself, I wish in a business context, like when I go to my desk job here, I wish I could just text people. But I have to make a call saying, oh, it'd be so much easier. Because then, also, it's easier on the receiving end because then you can just get the message. You know what I mean? You can deal with it on your own time.
Yeah, it's such a fine line. But anyway, so I saw this list online. I thought you'd be interested that if the person does these things over text, they love you.
Okay, tell me.
So the first one is they initiate the texting. Okay, you're not the one always doing it, which I can totally see that, right? Mm-hmm. They ask questions on text because they're trying to
engage
and find out things. They're interested in finding out things about you, right? They try to make you laugh. They don't always turn the conversation physical.
Oh, like if you're dating somebody.
They don't start dirty texting. You know, it stays platonic. Mm. That means they're interested in you as a person. They may love you. You know what I mean? And this one, I figured we would kind of stop on this one because I know you have such an opinion about this one and you're like always rant about me when I do this. They send simple good morning texts.
Oh my God, I hate that one. I do. It has gotten me into trouble. In past relationships, it has gotten me into trouble. In my current relationship, it also has gotten me into trouble as well because my boyfriend expects, he doesn't expect, he's learned who I am as a person and it kind of meets me in the middle a little bit. But like,
but at the beginning, he expected them.
I'm like, good morning. I get up, again, he has a normal hours job. I get up significantly earlier than you. You need a 4:30 a.m. text from me? No, you don't.
I think they're just sweet. It's a way of saying, I'm thinking of you. And it takes literally 2 seconds. Joe's even making a face even talking about it right now.
It's just, it's one of the most unnecessary things I think you could do.
But I think it's one of the sweetest things you can do that you're like the first thought of the day.
I'll tell you what, you're not. The
you're
first thought of the day.
Brownie points with that.
The
I'm
first thought
you.
Of the day is often like, oh, do I have to go to the bathroom? What do I have to do today? Like, it's 10 other things.
Well,
it's never that.
I don't
that.
Think it has to be the second you open your eyes. But I think sometime during the morning routine, sending that person that you love a good morning is so sweet.
Well, Chris, you get a good morning text from me every day because we do a wake-up check.
We do. Well, that's just because I need you to wake up and come to the show.
But that's the only person I'm texting at that time of day, not my actual boyfriend. Ooh.